the springtime is when we have those dry grasses and dead leaves from last fall that are right on the surface of the forest floor, and they're primed for fire right now. So just being careful with the fires that you're lighting, either in your yards, campfires, or debris burning, or even in your burn barrels. We find that probably 90% of our springtime fires are human-caused, and those three causes are generally in the tops.
And I'm sure it's mainly because you've got a situation where, you know, people are doing some spring cleaning, and part of that can be burning brush and whatnot, and it just may be something that they overlook in terms of the possible danger.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we have a website that we post the fire danger each day, and people can log on to that site and get fire burning information. It used to be they could get a permit there that they'd have to leave their name and location where they're burning. We've cleaned that up a little bit, and now it's an interactive website where they can click on a map, and it'll tell them, yes, you can burn today, or no, you can't. They don't have to leave all their personal information on there. So it's been real helpful.
But you guys are able to track still and see if there's, you know, you have your planes in the air occasionally and whatnot, that if something's out of the norm, you'll be able to be on it.
Yes, that's right. In fact, any day that the fire danger is high or above, say it's a very high or extreme fire day, we've got detection aircraft that we send up in the afternoon, and they'll be looking for smokes, and they'll get over top and let us know what's going on there.
Now, really, with this time of year, there's a few bits that I know you guys want to make sure everybody knows, and here's a chance to kind of tell them that, but really, it's common sense, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, backyard burning, people want to get out there after a long winter and start cleaning up in their yards, burning brush and leaves, and then that's certainly permittable. But you're right, you just have to use some common sense. On those days where it's warm and windy, probably not the best days to be doing that kind of work around the yard. If you have to, you can tarp off your brush piles if you're concerned that they're going to get wet, and just wait for a day when the moisture is up a little bit, either after a rain or even in the evenings when the relative humidities come up. That's probably a better time to burn than during the daytime.
Well, I know that next week has been allocated as an awareness week for wildfires and the potential for those. That's really kind of a key thing, that this is a high-risk time of year.
Yeah, we're in that period, from when the snow leaves to when we get those green grasses and green leaves coming out on the trees about the first part of June. So we've got that window there in the springtime where you have all that dead material from last fall, that as it dries out on these nice, warm, windy spring days, the potential certainly is there for a wildfire to occur.
So you mentioned the website. What is the website for folks to log on to?
That's www.dnr.state.mi.us/burn permits.
And it's an opportunity there then to find out if they can do it, actually, because you have it by the region, right?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, it'll even go down by each township within a county. Some municipalities don't allow burning at all, but others, we have them listed on that website, and you can see any day if you're allowed to burn or not. There's also a toll-free number, which is 1-866-922-2876. There's a prevention message that you'll hear as soon as you call that number, and then you'll get a person that you can talk to talk about burning.
To wrap up with you, Pete, just what's the pieces of advice you want to give to folks that are maybe going out this weekend or going over the next couple of days where it's going to be nice, they're going to be cleaning up the yards and whatnot? What pieces of advice do you want to leave with them?
Well, certainly, if you're going to be burning and you're in an area where it's being allowed, you know, have an area away from your fire kind of raked away so that the leaves and dead grasses don't have a continuous fuel to get away from you. Have a garden hose on hand, a rake, a shovel, and most of all, just attend your fire. It's easy to go inside and forget about it for a little while, get lunch or whatnot, but it only takes a second or two for a spark to get out and get that fire up and going. So I guess just good common sense and, you know, enjoy the nice weekend, but be careful.